Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
Sorry.
Yes.
I'll mute
around
it.
The world. Can we get that background sound out of here, please? All right.
That's
Inner Sight, and tonight, dedicated to a beautiful, beautiful person who has had a horrible ordeal. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see all the people who put my dear friend Rosie in this situation, and her husband in this situation. I'd like to see all those people attached to, involved in getting her put into this horrible, horrible nursing home. I'd like to see them in the same situation. That, to me, would be their punishment, you know. But I wouldn't want them to die, you know. I would do everything I could to save them, which is a hell of a lot better than the nursing home is doing for Rosie. They made her worse. And then they sent her to the hospital. And what did they do? She got worse in the hospital. They didn't do a damn thing for her. And you know why they didn't do a thing for her? I'm going to tell you why. Because they're too damn narrow-minded and prejudiced against healing that could help people. Now, the same thing happened in the 1600s, when you think about it. History is repeating itself. There were many, many women, a lot of them young, in the 1600s, that believed in herbals and in herbal healing and plants and things of that sort. And the church, the hierarchy, and the medical profession condemned them and wouldn't let them help people. So here you have a very similar situation as we honor Rosie tonight, a very, very brave woman, a beautiful woman, a very peaceful soul, and a very similar situation to what took place way back when, in the 1600s, when women were condemned. When you go to a nursing home, you may as well, you're just as condemned. What do they do for you? Horrible food. They take your money. They take your home. They don't give you any choice as to how you want to be treated medically. They don't allow the family to come in and bring things to people who might help them. You know, different essential oils, etc., apple cider vinegar, whatever it may be, all the old-time remedies. So they condemn people. And then when they can't deal with them anymore and they're afraid to deal with them and, they send them off to the hospital. And many a times that makes the person worse because they're too far gone. It's too late to do anything. Coupled with the fact that the doctors in the hospitals are prejudiced against any type of old-time, let's call it old-time healing remedies. So there you have beautiful people put into an institution where people who work in these places make a living off of this. They make a living off of people being treated horrible. They make a living off of people, the money being taken from people, the disability money, what little we get. And people make a living off of that money while the person suffers. And a lot of them die prematurely and don't have a chance to live out a full life. Inner Sight, when we come back, we'll tell you some of the things that Rosie went through and her husband. You want a great dog? Get an Akita. Big East Akita Rescue will help you. Big East Akita Rescue.org. And you can dial them at 609-388-7004. Great, great Akita. Makes a great pet dog, service dog. They're great working dogs. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So give them a call. Or send them an email at Verizon.net, I believe it is. Inner Sight tells you and believes in the great Akita, the little bear. Rrr. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them, cherish them, and do your best to make sure they're safe. Go an extra mile for a child. It's another thing that Rosie believed in. And I hope Suzanne comes back on the line because I want to get these stories right about Rosie. All right, Inner Sight.
I'm back online.
Oh, all right. Inner Sight and some of our friends, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, and TuraLawCenter.com. Some of our friends who have helped us in the past, and we remember them and salute them. Hey, Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, who is a good person, licensed real estate guy, very knowledgeable. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some info, 631-888-1186, Kennedy, Islip, New York. You in need of dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? We got somebody good for you. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the name of the program. And Gary is the guy you would talk to. Gary normally works, he works his regular job for the railroad, but his hobby is helping animals. So if you call him at 631-484-3085 and see if he can help you. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. Give Gary a call. Nobody's starved on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Connection for standing up with us and trying to make a difference. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And all of our friends out there. All right. And tonight, we have the privilege, and I believe it is a privilege, you know.
Yeah.
I wish these damn doctors would think of it as a privilege to try to serve somebody, you know, and say to them, hey, what do you think?
Sorry?
What do you think I should do to help you? You know,
sure.
I wonder if a doctor, I never heard a doctor say that to anybody. Only Harold. The only one that I ever heard say that. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What can I do? And I would tell him, what can I get for this particular condition? And one day I said to him, how about that oil? Can't think of it at the moment, but that powerful oil that
tea tree.
That's it.
Yeah.
He said, "Oh yeah." He said, "That put that on. It'll kill anything."
As long as it don't kill me, it's fine.
Like, yeah.
They're always
that should be the attitude
yeah.
of a doctor. You know? Tell me, how can I help you? That's the approach they should have. And if the person says the wrong thing, you know, then that's fine. Then you try to correct it.
Yeah.
You know, but you try to get at what they feel.
Yeah.
Would be the point of that question. You know, what are you thinking about? They got the in front of them in their office. I bet you all of them have the latest computer stuff, internet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Come on, let's click over here. Let's see what other people say.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, look at this. This oil injected in this person made a difference and added 15 years to their life.
Right.
You know?
Right. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Yeah. But they don't do that. They think they know it all. They don't know crap. They don't know nothing. You know why they don't know nothing? Because they think they know it all. Anybody who thinks they know it all doesn't know a damn thing.
You know what
it is? Think about it.
They want the money. The doctor never used to be about all the money. Now, it's how much I can make. How much I could squeeze out of your insurance. And if
well,
you
they
can't,
can
if
make
you can't
less.
Milk it anymore, yes, they could. They could be a
healer.
They could
make less and try to help more people.
Yeah.
You know. Now, I remember talking about Rosie, a dear, dear, beautiful, peaceful person. You know.
Yeah.
I remember the story you told me when we had when we honored Diana on the show, and you told me that the medical examiner was trying to find out what Rosie did to Diana. You remember you told me that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? So
and he couldn't.
What the hell kind of, I mean, the doctors failed her all the way back then.
Oh, yeah. The guy
insinuating that she killed her daughter. These are the people.
He put his fist.
Oh, I'm going to find out what you did to this child. I know. Didn't he say that?
Yeah. He put his fist. Yeah, he put his fist into his medical case and slammed them hard and says, I'm going to do an autopsy and you have no say. My mother said, good, do the autopsy. I want to know, too. Look how tough my mom was.
Damn right.
You know?
So these doctors failed her way back then to come across like that, to accuse a mother of murdering her child. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do the autopsy. But then you open your freaking mouth.
That's right.
If I was there, I would have punched him in the face. I said, get the hell out of my house.
That's right.
I would have kicked him out. I said, I don't want you to do the autopsy. You're not qualified if you think I killed my daughter. I'm going to get somebody else.
Well, it took 2 years to get the death certificate. And my pediatrician, we had moved to a different area because my mom in every corner of the house saw my sister. So we had to get the autopsy. You know, from my pediatrician had to call Bellevue. And he happened to be, worked in Bellevue for a little while, and he knew a few different medical examiners there. And he got the autopsy. But you know what it said on the bottom? It said non-specific myocarditis in pencil. But on the actual death certificate, it said natural causes. Typed out.
Yeah, because this son of a bitch was wrong. Did he apologize?
No, never. He didn't apologize. And she waited 2 years. 2 years.
So way back when,
way
back when Rosie was harassed by the doctors.
Right.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Again, in the nursing home.
Yeah, I know.
With the stupid idiots that wouldn't help you when you tried to keep her out of the nursing home. They're responsible,
that's
too.
Right.
The people who drove her in there.
That's right.
They ought to be prosecuted.
They didn't find
for driving her
on
into
my
a place like that.
Body. They didn't find anything on my poor sister's body. Not a hair moved. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Out of whack. You know.
Wait, say it again. I missed it.
They didn't find a hair moved out of whack. My sister went to sleep and, you know, just didn't
wake
up. Oh,
yeah, I know
the
that.
Next morning.
I know that. I know
yeah.
that because I know your mother.
Yeah.
I know the kind of person. Your mother wouldn't hurt a fly.
It's true.
You know? These stupid-ass people don't know what they're doing. They go after the wrong people. And the people that do horrible things like that, they don't even prosecute them and find out. Those
right.
are the ones that get away with it.
Right.
It's usually the case, you know.
She was tormented with my sister's death for, you know, all the way until I got married, and then I started to invite her to my home on July 4th, and I said, you're not going to ever be tormented by this again. You can remember her, but don't you dare be tormented by the holiday July 4th. And I said, you're coming to my house. And from there on, she never
So Rosie has been scorned by the doctors all the way back then.
Yeah.
And now to the present time, in this horrible, horrible nursing home that couldn't take care of her and obviously neglected a simple a bladder infection that went into her blood.
Yeah,
right.
And then the previous nursing home abused her and neglected her four times over. So, I mean, I'm just
yeah,
getting,
and the other one.
Like, I'm so furious. I can't
She's
even,
a victim.
Like, cry anymore.
She's
I can't
been a
cry
victim.
Anymore. I'm so upset. Yeah.
And when we send the news story out, we got to include these things in the news story.
Of course we do.
Because this is going to be a story. I want this story heard around the world.
Yeah.
And we're going to send it to David personally.
Okay.
With all the
it's
facts,
like neglecting
all the way back
basic
when they accused
yeah.
her of killing her child, and now this, how the doctors, for some reason, have been abusive toward her.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think? You think there's some kind of hatred here? What's your feeling on it?
I don't think there was hatred, but they simply just didn't get it right from get go. Okay, she was like, they just, mostly women have this problem, and it's been stated a lot in the psychological journals a lot, that women in general, if they have like an unknown problem or if they are suffering from something, they actually are picked on a lot more. And I know that for a fact because I've been suffering from it myself. You know, when I went for, you know, having an unknown condition. So I said, you know, my mom, I think, is suffering from this as well. And I was looking into it more and more. And I realized then that my mom was really suffering from it all the way back, that she was getting picked on all the way back from the time that my sister died.
No, I think it's some kind of a hatred. That's my feeling.
Yeah, to a certain extent, I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, being a woman.
She got
being,
a handful of doctors that liked her after a while. She actually had a good set of doctors until she went into the nursing home. And then that was holy hell, literally. Both of us. I really wanted to bring her out, but I had no money. Money is where things are at.
Yeah.
And that's, if you don't
so
have money.
So your mother was in
two different
nursing homes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One where she fell.
No, not right. fell. She was dropped. They were supposed to have two people
well, they dropped
to
her.
Help my mom. They dropped her. Yeah. In the eye once. Another time, they shoved her right in front of my eyes. And, of course, my eyes weren't as bad then. But, of course, because I'm legally blind, they're going to say that I didn't see it. So, I mean, it's all around that way. But I saw it. You know, I saw what they were doing to her. I mean, you could see the change in the light and what my, you know, my mother's position. I could see that and how they pushed her around. And then when I came close to her, she had a black eye. I mean, come on. People, I mean, that's not deniable. I mean, I'm legally blind. I'm not totally blind. You know, so, I mean.
She was abused now up until the time in this, the latest thing in the hospital. And now she's on hospice.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do a damn thing to help her. And they refused. And I'm a witness to this. I know that you called I'm not going to mention his name. You called a holistic doctor to try to get him involved. And he wasn't allowed to go into the hospital.
Yeah, they said it explicitly. He's not allowed to go into the hospital.
You know, and he wanted you to bring her to him. Now, how could you do that? Why didn't the damn hospital help you do that?
No.
If they cared about her. They have the ambulettes and the wheelchairs and all that. Why didn't they get a couple of people?
She can't even sit up
anymore. Well, they could have held her up.
No. I'm telling you, she's like a rag doll now. She's so bad. Rag doll is better than what my mom is right now. She's so bad.
Well,
her mouth is
they
wide
could
open,
have done.
Like
all the more reason why they should have made an exception and tried
to bring him in
another way.
Yeah. Only the healthcare proxy is allowed in, and I had to get my husband to push me to the back. And he said, I can't leave this desk. Well, I said, I can't go in the back on my own. I need my husband to push me. He goes, I guess we're going to have to let your husband in. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to get to the back myself. And boy, I would have really gotten upset if they didn't let me go to the back.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah.
What a bunch of morons. They say one thing and they mean another.
No.
You can't let your husband. Oh, we're going to have to let your husband in. They contradict themselves all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Horrible. They say one thing and they mean another. They double talk you.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to help you. All they want is the damn money. If it doesn't bring you money, they're not going to help you. Bring the money, it's not going to help you. They're not going to help you.
Yeah.
All right, we honor Rosie tonight, her story, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that her passing is not in vain, to get people out of nursing homes and to keep them out.
That's right.
Everything that we can do within our power without money right now. We're going to do it.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I want to get a picture of her.
Yeah.
With the story, on a flyer. I want to have it on a flyer. Pass this thing around. We're gonna do our best to plaster it to the world. I want to get. I'm gonna try to get Bill to put this up on the internet in front of people, you know, when they're doing their stuff on the internet. I want Rosie to pop up with her story.
Yeah, of course. You want me to give you the one that has a black eye? I took a picture of that. That's what's on our
picture. Yeah, the one that they made her look horrible.
She has a black eye. I still have it.
And we'll put the petition on.
Yeah.
The petition says the whole thing. Nursing homes kill people. Look how true it is.
But see, here's the thing that people don't understand. There is an alternative, and they don't understand how we're going to get there. And we explain it, but they just still Something in their head is preventing them from taking the next step. And I'd like to know what that something is.
You know, who cares? As long as we do it. I don't care what people think. You know, but the
you know,
the thing is, a lot of people don't want their family members around.
That's it. That's it. I came to that conclusion.
That's part of it too.
That's it. They don't want them around.
They want to get rid of them in a nursing home.
That's what I'm realizing. And I was the opposite. I didn't want my mom to go in there. I wanted her to be closer to me in an apartment that I could go and check up on her. That was my ultimate goal, but that did not happen. But adult protective services had a different plan. They said to
they helped kill her too.
Yes, they did big time.
They promoted it.
I have a picture of the paper that was and her holding her head right before she went into the nursing home. And I said, I'm wondering how long it was. I had to sit there with two magnifying glasses, and it was exactly 2.5 years, Frank. That's all it was. It took her to demise that way. 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Sure. Because a lot of it was psychological, too.
Yeah. She has a Lewy body.
Not only physical.
Dementia, one of the... Yeah, it's like similar to Parkinson's dementia, and they're both very similar to each other. The same dementia that Robin Williams had, exact same one, and that's why he did not want to live, and he killed himself because he knew the outcome. He knew that he would demise very quickly. But that doesn't mean you have to kill yourself. You just, have to know what it's about, maybe prevent
the thing. I'm surprised with his money he didn't try to get other help.
Nobody gave him that alternative.
You know.
That's my thinking. You know? And there's food that actually, you see, dementia in general is like another form of diabetes. So they're actually finding this out through research. So if it is, then why aren't we?
Well, there's a cure for diabetes.
And that's it. So why aren't we? This is more like diabetes of the brain, per se. So
I had a big fight with a doctor one time on the phone when I told him that the cure for diabetes and you guys won't recognize it.
Yeah,
he started yelling at me. I said, you better stop killing people. You're going to wind up in trouble with God.
What do you say?
And that's what's going to happen to all these people who promote these nursing homes and put people in there. They're going against God. Because God didn't make these things. He didn't create these nursing homes. People did.
Yeah.
Not the Lord.
No.
All right, 213-816-1650, the phone number. We honor Rosie tonight. Anybody who knew her listening, anybody who wants to say anything, anybody who has anyone in a nursing home or anyone who has to go into a nursing home, you know.
We have Maureen.
Yeah, Maureen's mom is in a nursing home.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a call from one of our regulars, Maureen from Queens, Inner Sight Live.
Okay, give me a second. Frank.
All right.
Give me 1 second. It's giving me trouble on my phone. Not the new one, the old one. I still didn't finish configuring the other one.
All right.
It's coming
around
up
the world. Tomorrow night, the funnies. Don't forget, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You want to goof off and laugh?
Maureen.
Tomorrow night.
Here she comes.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How's Rosie today? I missed the first, bit of the phone call tonight because somebody called me and I didn't realize it was after 8 o'clock already.
She's going back to the nursing home and she's on hospice care.
So that's still how it stands.
Basically, she's waiting to die.
I know, that's horrible. It really is, you know?
I'm numb right now. I know what's going to happen. The moment everybody, everybody's gone with what they're saying about my mom and people aren't calling me anymore, I'm going to bust out crying. I know it. I have to keep myself together and get things done. So I'm really trying to keep that. Focus. It's not easy because other people call and then they start crying and then I start crying,
I know. It's just a horrible situation to go through, just to watch someone, who you love, these nursing homes, they shouldn't, like Frank and I was talking to Frank earlier, they should be called nursing facilities, not homes, because it's certainly not your home. Right, Frank? We said that earlier.
No, I think institution is even worse. Mm-hmm. I like that better. They're institutions of duress.
Yeah, they really are. They're not your home. Your home, you could do what you pleased and when you pleased, how you pleased it. My mom was sitting there yesterday with the light from the window shining in on her eyes until somebody finally did, pulled down the shade. Then the phone, of course, that's not always put back. That's the point of having a phone so we can talk and I don't have to call and bother them, But, I heard her. I was on the phone with her when I heard her ask one of them to, fix the shade for her. She was totally ignored. Now, whether she didn't hear her or she had to have heard her talk, I don't know. Maybe she thought she was talking to me. I don't know. But it's just awful, I used to do these things for her. And, today she was very tired. Again, what the hell is there to do? You're in bed. She wasn't even out today in her chair. Nothing to watch on TV. And it was hot, because, of course, it's very hot there anyway, and then they put that extra heat thing on, so it's hell like, sometimes.
It's just a terrible
echo on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
Do you hear it?
Is that better?
No.
No.
Sorry.
Still there. Let me see. That's better. A bit. It's still there a little bit, but it's better. The sad part is everything's about the money. That's the sad part, It's the money, That's what they don't care as long as they get money. That's all that matters, That's why the ship was never used. That's why the Javits Center was never used. Or all those other makeshift hospitals. They wouldn't get the money from Medicaid, Medicare, and all the other insurance companies,
I think they're getting money still, no matter where these people go. I think they'll still manage to get their money. You know why? Because they'll throw their lobbyists,
Oh, yeah, the lobbyists. That's what
they'll go and get it.
Mr. Cuomo now, Mr. Cuomo.
Oh, yeah, did you see that?
The hospital lobbyists and all,
Yeah. Well, Mr. Cuomo's really getting his, a lot of flack for all those miscounting of death.
He should get more than flack. He should be investigated and then punished for what
he
did.
By the FBI.
You can't kill people and then try to hide it, too. Make it worse, And then he gets his book and his Emmy and... treated like a god. Who gave him
Let's see
Emmy
if they
anyway.
Prosecute him.
Yeah, that's what he should be. And so should Zucker. And anyone else, well, now they're checking into his senior people, too. Anyone who is involved in that.
Anybody who's involved in it. the FBI right. and the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They should.
And now we should wear two masks, and we should wear them inside too. Yeah, right.
Are they kidding me? If my family
when it's going down, is there all this with the masks now? You know? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And oh, it might not be, you know, till December. Says the one who told us at the beginning of last year, Mr. Fauci, that it wasn't going to be anything bad anyway.
Man.
They just don't. They have no clue what they're talking about. They really don't. It's just very sad.
I think
they kill
don't
people.
Either.
They make people sick. I'm sorry.
I think they don't either.
No, they're just playing a game with everybody. They've killed people. They've made people sick. They've separated people, and they don't have a clue what to do. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, now more variants are coming.
It's the same way that they're treating people. In the nursing homes when they need help.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The same idea.
Yep.
They don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, they don't. And now my friend tells me, oh, more variances are coming. You know, I'm beginning to think this crap was around for a long time in different forms and all. And you know, what happened to the flu? You know? This has turned into
here.
The flu has turned
here.
Into this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just
flu's still
too
here.
Ridiculous.
Flu's still here. You just don't hear about it.
No, the flu has vanished. There's no more. No more flu.
I don't think so. You still got to take the flu shot.
Well, that, you know, the flu shot, then we have these shots. And, you know? Oh, thank you. Thanks. You know, but it's just getting to be too much. They have to have a way that people can visit their loved ones in the nursing home. I don't care how they're going to do it, but it has to be done soon. It'll be 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, it'll be a whole year since I had to leave my mom, and this can't go on much more. They're going to have to find a way, take a room, put all the people that are negative with their visitors in a room so that we can have a little time to spend with our loved ones, because this is cruel and inhumane, really. It truly is. You know, so.
Well, that's how they operate, cruel and inhumane.
Right.
What they did to Rosie.
Exactly. That somebody could get a bad infection like that.
Somebody in their own, you know, fluid. That's all it is.
Right.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't think of any other thing. They didn't do anything else but leave her in her own fluid. How could she get an infection? There was no catheter in her. Nothing like that.
No.
So
mm-hmm.
it's their fault. Therefore, simply.
Exactly. Right. You know, they don't care. They just don't watch them. They don't care. They have too many people. They can't, you know, be bothered. And that's a sad part of it all, you know, really. So was she any better not being under your care and under theirs than she would have been under yours? You know what I mean?
No, she would have been better under mine because I would have made sure
that's what I mean.
Would have done better job.
That's what I mean, you know? She would have been better under yours,
better.
So with my mom. And when, you know, she needed something, I'd be there to give it to her and help her with it, and the light wouldn't be in her eyes. And, you know, we wouldn't even need a phone to communicate, you know? So they're no better off in nursing home. They'd be better under our care, you know?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Really a shame what happened, really, you know?
It is.
What else can I say, Suzanne, you know?
We need a miracle for Rosie.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I'd like to see her spring back to life.
That would be lovely.
Right.
But the way she is right now, you know what she did today that made me, like, so hopeful, but then it dashed my hope away? She went right back into her little cocoon. She just opened her eyes and made this, like, sound, like I'm not going anywhere type of sound. And then she went right back into her little cocoon. It was, like, it took all her energy just to do that. My aunt and I were on the phone, and I was telling her, Mom, listen, I don't want you hanging around here for me. I know she wouldn't be hanging around for me because I'm her only now. And I know she would want to make sure that I'm okay. And every time I say that, she wants to say something about it. You know.
Mm. Well, that's why maybe don't you love me? Don't you love me? Don't. Yeah. Well, you said when you said that the other day, she made some kind of a sound too, right?
Right. She did. Yeah. She did.
So she has some recognition there, you know.
Yeah, she does. But she's not coming out of that little coma of hers. So, and she goes right back in. So
maybe something will happen. I know. Maybe a miracle will happen. Hopefully.
But the big miracle would be that she comes out of it, and we get her the hell out of that horrible place that put her into it.
Right. Yeah, like I say, when my mom was at home with me, she had her 10 toes. She didn't have a hole in her belly from the feeding tube, you know? Mm-hmm.
No. And that doctor never gave her that catheter that caused her to have the infection in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, catheters aren't good anyway to have. You know?
What did you say? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say it. Do that.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I say catheters aren't really good to have anyway. That's what happened to my mom with the catheter. She got the sepsis infection from that urologist.
Yeah, that's what about. Yeah. Yeah, that's what gave her for sepsis. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
They only do that because it's extra money.
Yeah, every little. Well, it depends on what your need is. I mean. If I were to take out the stimulator that's in me, if I were to take that out, then things just won't work as well. Let's put it that way. After they've never done
There's other ways to do it that they don't recognize. Believe me.
Well, that's
yeah, probably costs more to have that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, bingo. There you go. Right there.
Yeah, we're talking about money. They like to make money. So do I.
That's all
about
money. About
money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sad but true. I'm sorry, I'm eating. Sad but true. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Suzanne. I'm praying for her. And for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Like I said,
Maureen,
I'm numbering now just so I could get things done. But I'll tell you, when everything settles up, I'm going to be crying. I know it. I just know the way I am. Right now,
Of course.
Yeah, it's like just I got to get this done. I got to get that done. And there's no time for emotion, you know?
Yeah, well, you're doing stuff now. So when it's finished, it's going to be hard, of course.
Exactly.
Oh, well. It's very sad.
All right, guys.
We're going to move on.
Okay, all right.
Maureen, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay,
right.
You too. Take
bye-bye.
Care. Both.
Thank you, Maureen.
All right, thank you, Maureen.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Don't forget, we're on television Wednesday nights, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And tonight we were on 7:30 on the Altice, Long Island, which goes all around the island. And I'm so glad that the reruns we have, very, very timely and appropriate, the reruns that they've been showing have a lot to do with nursing homes.
Well, that's good.
By the way. We honor Rosie, we love her, and we do need a miracle. But
yes, we do.
If Rosie passes away, she won't just be dying for herself. She'll be dying for all the people trapped in the same situation.
Yeah.
Because we intend to do everything we can to let people know.
Yeah.
And her death will not be in vain.
No.
We have an idea to keep people out of nursing homes, to get them out, and we're going to find a way to get the money to start doing it.
I just
so
wish I had the opportunity
to do it with my mom.
Let not her
death be in vain. What?
Wish I had that opportunity. I wish I had the opportunity to do it for my mom.
What do you mean?
Meaning I wish I was able to do that for my mom. Yeah,
well, that's what we're going to that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, I know.
We'll use her as an example.
Yeah.
And all the others that you know, that are in the same situation.
Definitely.
How many people went to hospitals today from nursing homes who will go back and wind up on hospice or will never go back?
Right.
There's got to be thousands of them. Are there any statistics on that?
Probably not. Not with this pandemic. There's so many going back. It's not funny, Frank.
Yeah, but this was happening way before the pandemic. It's got nothing to do with a pandemic. You know, well, the pandemic only makes it worse because if they let people come in there who have a virus and people who are already vulnerable due to other medical conditions, you know, can catch it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
There's another factor, you know, that they didn't protect people against.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
We have Louie on the line if you'd like.
Yeah, 213-816-1650. And Louie's going to promote tomorrow night. Did Rosie have a favorite comic? Did she have a favorite comedy?
She just liked all the comics, but she liked Lucy. She liked Lucy and Mickey. Yeah,
well, tomorrow night, let's see if we can get a Lucy clip and play it.
Okay.
In her honor.
I will. Okay. Right. She also liked Abbott and Costello.
Not that we're giving her up for dead.
No,
no.
No
way.
No, no.
No way.
You don't know. God knows that answer. I said that to the guy. God knows
she's
that
gonna
answer.
She's
going to
make it.
I don't doubt it. Really don't.
She's going to make it through this.
But she's
the thing
not on
is,
the right
what
now.
I want to
no.
do, she makes it. I want to get her the hell out of there.
I
you can't
so.
Leave her in there.
No, I hope so. We could do that. We need also to get her.
We got to get her out of there.
People to take care of her. You know, that's going to be the hardest part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, Inner Sight, let's take a call from Louis the Lip from Long Island.
Here he is. Yep.
Live on
Hello.
Inner Sight.
Hello, Louis.
Yeah.
Is this Suzanne?
Yeah, it is. I kept
Hi,
Louis
Rivera
so
talking.
Knew that I knew you were there.
Yeah, I'm listening. I listened to that lady on Through the Line. I forgot her name.
Maureen.
Oh, Maureen. Oh, okay. Yeah. How's she doing?
She's doing okay. It's me who's not doing okay.
Yeah, I remember Caroline. I won't forget that.
Oh, okay. You remember me, right?
Yeah. 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 Hey, Frank Marino.
Yeah, Lou.
I remember Caroline through the phone. I remember that lady.
Sweet Caroline. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna do her. Do with him. Good time.
Yeah,
never
so,
seen so good.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Now you got him going.
All right.
I didn't
come on
cry,
night,
Lordy, Lordy, child. To be never if I was.
No.
Oh, I.
Neil is. Jumping up and down now. Oh, my.
I heard Neil was ailing. Maybe that'll make him feel better.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's why he's jumping up and down.
All right, Lou. Tomorrow night, the Funnies.
Yeah. Okay, listen up. Tomorrow, we're having a good time tomorrow. We're going to have the Follies tomorrow on the Blog Talk Radio with the Follies. And we're going to talk about the ladies and kissy kissy. And the kissy kissy. And also Buffy Casalvo or Rosanna Dana will be talking on the phone.
We're going to have Louie go out on a date with a girl.
Yeah, I'm going out on a date with a girl in there. Go to the bed.
Tomorrow night, Louie and his
date. And Rosanna Dana, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to do Lauren Hardy, Sanford's son, and Ralph Cramden. And Frank, what's that guy? What's that?
That was Dick Van Dyke, wasn't it?
No, Friendly Philosopher.
That was the Friendly
Philosopher.
Philosopher.
Okay, yeah.
And?
I got it.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
the
Friendly Philosopher.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
And don't forget.
Tomorrow night. Why don't you help me?
There you go.
Yeah, I can help you, Lauren Hardy. And then we're going to go to the Follies, and we're going to go to the ladies' bathroom and give them the love drops and find Pat Cooper right in the bathroom.
Cooper in the bathroom. Hey, what do you do when you go in the bathroom and there's no toilet paper?
They got toilet paper in the bathroom.
Yeah, but not if they run out.
And then
you gotta always
make
sure you got napkins in your pocket.
I do.
Yeah.
Napkins and tissues
you
and
never
all
know.
That.
And kissy,
you know, people,
kissy, kissy.
People, hey, I got a good one, Louie. We got to have toilet paper cops. People steal toilet paper.
Yeah, they do.
The toilet paper police. Tomorrow night on the Follies.
On the Follies, yeah.
Hey.
I'll go get Rosanna Dana also.
Okay, Lou.
Hey, guys, I'll call you tomorrow.
Thank you
don't
for
forget
making
it,
me happy,
8:00.
Lou.
And don't forget the Follies tomorrow at 8 o'clock on InterSight on Blog Talk Radio. We're now in the host queue.
All right, Lou. Thank you, Lou. You made me
all
happy.
All right, Louie.
Love you. I love
you,
Suzanne.
Louie,
hey,
the lip.
I love you,
Long
too. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye, Suzanne.
Bye-bye, Lou.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
You know, I got to tell you, you know, one thing that bothers me about the talk show industry, I got to tell you, the talk show industry, you know, the big shows, you know, Oprah, Johnny Carson, all the, and the new ones, you know, I don't know too many of the new ones because I don't usually watch those, but the big talk shows would not take someone like Rosie and honor her. And I'm going to tell you why. Because she doesn't have a big name. She's not an actress. She's not well known. To them, she's a nobody. You see?
That's all.
But that's what's wrong with this industry. My dear friend Ira Tucker told me something very interesting the other night, which I had no clue. Years ago, Stevie Wonder was in an automobile accident down in Carolina. They didn't think he was going to live.
Oh, wow.
And immediately, all of his friends and people associated with him started dividing up his belongings. You know, his instruments, his whatever he had, his clothes. Stevie's a fancy ass dresser, you know. All his, and of course they tried to get the will and his money. And Ira said to me, he said, that's why I don't like rock singers, rock music, because that's how they are. But he told me, he said, now in gospel music, they don't do that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah. No.
They would never do something like that if a person was on critical.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd be saying prayers and trying to do what they could to help the person. So here you have the talk show industry that would not take someone like Rosie and honor her and bring out the whole horror of these nursing homes. You know, the major, I'm talking about the major shows. But Inner Sight does it. Believe in people like Rosie. We care about them. And we're determined to do something to change this, the way these things are done.
That's right.
So say a prayer for Rosie and pray for that miracle. Never give up on life.
I pray she's able to, you know, at least wake up. I don't care what mumbo jumbo she says out of her mouth. I don't give a poop. All I want is her to just, you know, open her eyes, be able to eat a little bit of something, and if she's able to recognize me, I'll be happy.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's the miracle.
That would be a big miracle right now, what they've done. You know?
And then what we're going to do is push them to get her the hell out of there, if it's God's will that happens.
If it is God's will, but I don't know. I pray to God it happens, but you know.
But either way, we're going to praise her that she portrays, you know, because she's been through a hell of a lot. All the way back when they try to, when they imply that she killed her daughter, this is how the doctors honored her. And look what they're doing to her now.
Yeah.
Sending her back to the hellhole to cause her to go to the hospital. That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You send somebody to a better place.
Yeah.
Not the same place that helped to cause it.
90 seconds. Or they said another location, but that was all the way out east. How is anybody of her family going to visit her?
No, that's even worse.
Care of her or do anything?
That's even worse, especially now with all this snow on the ground.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, and I'm so happy we did this show tonight. We love you, Rosie. We honor you. We're with you. We're with you in that bed. Our spirit is around that bed and with you, fighting with you, fighting for that life.
Yeah.
And if they want to fight with me, let them. I'm ready.
I know you're
Inner Sight.
I know you're there to help me.
And the power of the Lord God.
Yeah, I hope so.
We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090, phone number. Say a prayer for Rosie.
Please.
And
Thank you.
We're going to get through this, and we're going to get rid of these nursing homes because God hates them. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Good night, Rosie.
Good night, everyone.
Inner
Sight. Good night, Mom. Love you all. Good night.